Before you sit down, I have a gospel reading to go also. I'm sorry, I should have told you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answers, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So I am Deacon Bob Decker. I know many of you, and my wife used to work here in the office, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again for our service tonight. And it's so good to see that you are here on this evening. I found out I was doing homebound visits all day. I even gave communion to one of, and I forget names so quickly, it was a Ginley, I think it was Bob Ginley, who was at St. Andrew, so I gave him communion today too. And I just actually finished communions, visited my mother and someone else over at Ripley Crossing on my way here. So I've been busy most of the day. I did take some time out to make a little preparation for tonight. And I did choose the readings for this weekend. This weekend is the feast coming up. This Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King. And we know what comes the next Sunday, which is Advent. So things are happening and the seasons are changing, and we're seeing that already too, aren't we? It's getting colder, we're seeing snow. Things are changing, and the seasons in the church have also changed. We're going to be leaving Advent, going into Advent, leaving this ordinary time and celebrating the Feast of Christ the King. So there is a lot going on. It's kind of, even end times, we've been hearing a lot about end times and things like that. And tonight, here we are to serve our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our God. So from Revelation, we did hear these words, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord. This one is who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." So the Alpha and the Omega, have you ever heard that before? Okay, the beginning and the end. Okay, so when we look at those readings and we say the glory be to the Father, there is very close similarities. What I'm getting at, what we are called to do in this time of change, this time of change of our church and the seasons, this time of change in our lives, we all have changes in our lives constantly, the times of changes that's happening in our country, some bad, some not so bad, some good. There's always change and always change. And who do we go to help us through these changes? We go to God. We go to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And let us say the glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And then as we finish it, as it was when? In the beginning, in the Alpha. Okay, in the beginning, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Okay, the Omega. So the beginning and the end. And what are we doing in that time from the beginning to the end? Glory be. We are giving God, Almighty God, glory. We are giving glory to the Father. To the Father. God the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. Oh my goodness. How can we give glory to the Father? All we have to do is go outside your door or look outside your window in your home, and you see grass growing and trees and the leaves colored, the colored leaves now falling. They was green this summer. Ever changing. The Creator. God, the Creator. Have you ever thought about God's creation? Have you ever gone on a trip and seen God's creation in different places? Maybe it was a trip all the way to Versailles or to Batesville. Or maybe it was to Indianapolis or Cincinnati. Or maybe it was out of the state and to other places. Maybe it was to some of the magnificent national parks that we have, or even out of our country, or to across the ocean, and all the different creation that we can see. We see the mountains, we see the hills, we see the oceans, we see all kinds of animals and plants. We see the stars and the sun and the moon. There is so much of our creation, and all is created by God, and it all follows the motion that He put it into movement. He put it all into motion. All the cycles, all the rhythms, all the changes that take place. And He keeps it. It just continues going. It just continues going as He put it into motion. And He made animals and plants and fishes and birds. And then He made man also. And like the other things, He saw that it was good. God the Father. Yes. Through His creation, we can glorify Him. We can glorify Him just in the feeling that we get when we see that beautiful mountain, or when we see that beautiful hayfield or cornfield or bean field, or we see the beautiful cattle or sheep or different animals that you might raise. We also, when we see a child born, oh, the creation, our Creator. Glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Father. We give Him praise and glory. So we're here tonight for that, to give Him praise and glory. Also, besides to the Father, we give praise to the Son. To His Son. Actually, there's three persons in one God. It's hard, you know, we see it in that way. There is one God with three persons. Three persons into one God. Now, figure out how that works out, and we can't. It is mystery. But to help us to figure it out, we see those three persons. We have those three persons into one God. All one God, all united in unity together. So the Son, who is the second person, who is God, and God sent His only Son into the world so that we might have life. Even Jesus answered to Pilate. Pilate, who was supposed to condemn Him to death, I think he kind of weaseled out and had somebody else do it. Or is that not right? He was condemned to death by, help me out here, it was Pilate. Yeah. So the man who condemned Him to death, and Jesus answered to him after He said, "Are you a king?" And Pilate told Him He was a king. And He said, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth listens to My voice." And then what happened after that? He told us, He is the truth, and anyone who belongs to the truth will hear His voice. And what happened after that? He was killed. he was killed. His throne, we can say the throne is the cross, or we can say also that his throne is up in heaven on the right hand of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for each and every one of us so that we can have life, so that we can learn how to die a little bit by little bit by little bit of ourself as we become and fill that space of dying with him. And we do so every day of our life. We give up a little bit more of ourself as we glorify him, as we help others, as we give him praise and glory. And it takes a whole lifetime to have ourselves completely filled with Christ, to be completely filled with God. And usually we don't even get it done then, and we finish it off in purgatory. What a beautiful plan God had when he sent us his Son so that we can have life, who gives us life, who gives us his word and teaches us how to live. Glory be to the Father and to the Son. Glory to the Son. We give glory to the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we come to the Holy Spirit. And here we are tonight celebrating the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to be with us, to give us knowledge, to give us wisdom, to give us piety, to help us through our life. He is our counselor. Give us understanding, the courage, the fortitude and knowledge, all the different gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us. And then we have all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There's about 12 of them. I'm not going to list them all, but love, anything that's good is coming from the Holy Spirit. And he reminds us of it. He fills our heart with it. He is our communicator now through the Spirit. Through the Spirit, we get to know the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we know how to reassemble all those teachings that Jesus gave us and to put them into our life and to help us empty ourselves so that we can be more like God, so that the way that he created us when he created us. Yes, the Holy Spirit. And we are here tonight to invoke the Holy Spirit to come down upon us, to enlighten us, to help us to do what? To better glorify God, our Creator. And one of the best ways that we can glorify anyone is to love them. I've got a little story for you before I finish to the final here on this. My daughter came down, it was about 2 weeks ago, and she brought her four-year-old son, little Wyatt. And coming from Grandpa, he's a pretty smart little guy. You know how grandpas are, or great-grandpas too. I'm not a great-grandpa, but so I'm a little, but he is pretty good little guy. And he wanted me to play with his Lego blocks with him. So I said, okay. I says, what you want to build? He says, I don't know. You tell me what we want to do. And I know he likes tractors. He likes to take tractor rides. He even went to his good buddy, who's a great-grandfather for his nieces and nephews, to his house and got on the big tractors. So, but anyway, he loves tractors. So I said, let's make a tractor. And then he said right away, maybe because he wanted to do that too or because it would take longer, he says, can we make a trailer too? So we get down on the floor and we make a little tractor out of those Legos. And then it's time to start the trailer and we get started on it. And he looks at me and has a little smile. He looks right into my eyes. Here we are, busy putting that together, and he stops for a minute, looks right into my eyes, and he says, Papa, I love you. Oh my gosh. I was totally inebriated with those words from him and the way they came out and at the time he said it. He glorified me. He glorified me. He lifted me up so high. I'll never forget that. That will be with me the rest of my life. God wants us to glorify him too. We have to let him know how we feel. We have to let him know that we love him. And the Holy Spirit helps us with that. Glorification. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, in the Alpha, as it is now, and forever, the Omega. Amen.